This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about who we are in Christ. John 8:32 says, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and then you shall know the truth, and then the truth shall make you free." It's not the truth that I know that will make you free. It's not the truth somebody else knows that will make you free. It's only the truth that you know will make you free. Where do you find this truth? You find this truth in the Bible, in the Word of God, and you find out in the Bible who you are, what you can do, and what God will do for you, and through you, and with you. And that truth will set you free. It'll set you free from the limitations of humanity. It will set you free from the limitations of sin. It'll set you free from the bondages of religion. You see, religion is man-made rules. Christianity is not a religion. It's a family. The Bible says we're in the family of God, not the religion of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is in the Word of God. Just finding the truth doesn't mean you know the truth. There's a lot of things you learned in school that you no longer remember because you never knew them. You only knew them enough to pass a test. What we have to do is what Jesus did. Jesus knew who he was from the Word of God. He constantly said, "It's written of me in the Word of God." He said, "What does this scripture mean concerning me? Have you not read?" The first sermon that we know that he preached, he came in and he opened the Bible to Isaiah chapter 61 and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me." And then when he finished, he said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Well, the Bible tells you who you are, but you need to confess it so that you can believe it and so that people can believe it. We need to have a strong personal relationship with God and his word. Paul said, "I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." If you don't spend time in the Word of God yourself, and I'm not talking about listening to what somebody else says or taking that Word and applying it to modern day, just take the Word. Today, we have too much emphasis on application and not enough emphasis on Word. It's not the application that'll set you free, it's knowing the Word. We've got to get back to the Word of God, because the Bible says all of creation is waiting for us to take our place as sons of God. King David was a man who knew the truth. He was not religious. In fact, when he found the Ark of the Covenant that had been gone for many, many years and no one seemed to care that the presence of God was no longer in the tabernacle, they went on with their religion daily. But David found the Ark of the Covenant and he brought it back, and he didn't even return it to its rightful place in the tabernacle. He built his own tabernacle, and he had his own relationship with God. He pressed in, and that's what we have to do today individually. You can't wait for someone else to feed you. You have to grow up and feed yourself the Word of God. But David talked about things that nobody else knew. Jesus said, "David, by the Spirit, said things," and he did. So much everybody else prophesied about what's going to happen in the future, but David prophesied about personal relationship with God. Amen? So he said things like this. See, if we'll do what we're supposed to do, God will do what David said. God will do his part after we do our part. David said, Psalm 18:2, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer,
My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I mean, he's the king. How many kings trust God and say it openly and write songs about God? You know, they sang, these were songs they wrote. Of course, Psalm 23:1, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?" Oh, Psalm 28:7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." I couldn't tell you how many times I've felt weak and run down and I say, "The Lord is my strength." Why? Because He is. When I put it in my mouth. I mean, I can be tired and I'll say, "The Lord is my strength." And what happens? Strength comes. The Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusted in Him and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. Psalm 94:22, "The Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge." Psalm 118, verse 14, "The Lord is my strength and song is to become my salvation." Now you see, David was a type of Christ. He had a relationship with God. Psalm 118, verse 14 said, "The Lord is my song and my strength and become my salvation." Psalm 118, verse 6 says, "The Lord is on my side." Hallelujah. The Lord, oh, that's good. "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me." The Lord's on your side. Therefore, Hebrews 13:6, Paul said, "So we may boldly declare," boldly say, "the Lord is my helper." Why? Because He's on your side. Jesus said, "I'll send you a helper." Is He come to help or hurt? Come to put you over or put you under? Huh? Come to dig a hole for you or fill in the hole? No, He's come to help you. Help. Help. You don't do nothing, He don't do nothing. He didn't come to do, He came to help. People are waiting for Him to do, and He's waiting for us to do. The Bible says He'll help our infirmities. The word "helpeth" is about this long in the Greek, and it means He'll take hold together with against. Take hold together with. You don't take hold, He don't take hold. I'll tell you what, you know, back when I was in the Baptist church and had a single Sunday school, we had to help a lot of people move, and it really made me mad when we went to help somebody move and they weren't there to help. Didn't appreciate that. The Holy Spirit's our helper. He's not the one sent. We've been sent, and He's been sent to help. So He'll watch over God's Word to perform it when we put it in our mouth and in our heart. See, if it's not in your heart and in your mouth, you'll never hold fast to it. And even if it's in your heart, you'll never hold fast to it if you don't keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. Moses had a song. In Exodus 15:2, Moses sang this song. "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him." Now that's the song of Moses. Now it's interesting, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 15, verse 2, near the end of the book of Revelation, "And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God." Now, notice it says they had the victory. These are people that have come out of the great tribulation. And it says they got the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name. But you see, they're dead. The Bible says in chapter 12, verse 11, says they overcame him Here they got the victory, they overcame him, but how did they overcome him? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Amen. But they overcame him. Now he thought that he overcame them, but he didn't, because they did not submit to the devil. They resisted him. And it says, and they sang the song of Moses. Hallelujah. The servant of God and the song of the Lamb. So apparently Jesus had a song. We don't know what it was, but Jesus had a song that he sang. So they were either singing the same song or a new song of victory. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. That's God's part. Their part was the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives unto death. You know, there used to be a saying, I don't know when, the 60s, people, they used to say, better red than dead. Well, today it's better Muslim than dead for a lot of people. No, 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 we're overcomers. We're not giver-inners. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. 1 John 5:4 says, whatever or whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. But if you can't put the victory testimony in your mouth, you won't have the victory, because you don't have the faith, because faith speaks. Come on. Let me read that again. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. 1 John 5:4. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. In the mind of God, we're overcomers. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. But if you can't put the victory testimony in your mouth, you will not have the victory. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, but if they don't put Jesus as Lord in their mouth, they're still dead in their trespasses and sins. If you aren't sure the word is sure, see, we've got a more sure word. If you're not sure the word is sure, then you won't be sure. And your victory will escape. Amen? Well, we didn't get to who we are, but we will. Amen? But you see, you'll never do it until you're convinced that you should do it. It's important to convince you to find out who you are. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the Word of any man, not the Word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that Word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through the body of Christ.